Everyone, that we will not have a service this Wednesday night. We do not have a service before the Thanksgiving holiday. And in case there's anyone here who does not know, we have a morning, Sunday morning bulletin, and those bulletins are on the table in the foyer, and information like that is, I try to remember to put that in the bulletin. There is a conference in Crossville this weekend. And if anyone would like to attend, Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, I am one of the speakers. I'm speaking Friday night and Saturday night, and I'll be back here Sunday morning. I do have help, but anyway. All right, turn with me, if you would, back to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, and let's read verses 13 to 15 again. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias or Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Whom say ye that I am? Who is Jesus Christ? That's the title of this message. Who is Jesus Christ? I don't know who wrote what I'm about to read to you. I heard a man quote this, but I don't know who wrote it. It doesn't matter. Just listen to this intro concerning him, okay? This man, Jesus of Nazareth, was born in poverty, and he was brought up in total obscurity. He was the son of an unmarried Jewish woman. His foster father, a man called Joseph, was a carpenter. He was a very inconspicuous man, blends in, unknown, and very uninfluential. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, had no formal training, no formal education. As far as we know, in the flesh, on this earth, he never traveled over 90 miles from his family home. All of his friends were poor people and unknown people. He himself never owned a piece of ground. He never owned a house. He never held a public office. As far as we know, his only earthly possession was the robe that he wore on his back. He traveled about with his disciples preaching. Jesus began to preach, the scripture says, preaching the kingdom of God and doing great and wonderful works. The scripture says he went about doing good. When he was just 33 years old, he was accused of preaching heresy. He was accused of seeking to be king. And upon the testimony of false witnesses gathered together by religious leaders, he was sentenced to be crucified. He only had 12 disciples. One of them sold him for $18. Another one denied that he even knew him. And the rest of them, the scripture says, forsook him and fled. He stood in judgment alone. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves, two common criminals. And during his dying hour, according to recorded testimony, he cried out, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Indicating that even the Heavenly Father turned his back on him when he died on that cross. He was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb that was borrowed from another man. And 3 days later, life entered him again, and he walked out of that very tomb. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, never wrote a book with his own hand. And yet more books have been written about him than all other subjects combined. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, never wrote a song. And yet he has been the theme of more songs than all subjects put together. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, never founded a college, yet all the colleges together cannot boast of as many students as those who study his life. He never studied medicine, yet he healed more broken hearts and bodies than all doctors put together. He had a personal conflict with Satan, who could not seduce him. Religious leaders who could not answer him. Lawyers who could not entangle him. Pilate who could not find fault in him. Death which could not destroy him. And the grave which could not hold him. Who is this man? Who is Jesus Christ? Don't you love just hearing about him? Don't you love just hearing about who is this man? I love thinking about the woman at the well and all of these different believers that as soon as they saw him and thought about him, she ran telling everybody, "You need to come see this man." Who is this man, this glorious man? We could spend our time this morning declaring who he is not. We could do that. We could spend our time exposing who men wrongly and falsely say that he is. I could stand up here and spend all our time telling you, this is what men say about him. The Lord asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they said, "Well, you know, they say a lot of things. They say a lot of things. They say you're a prophet." Yeah, they say you're a prophet, sure. They say, you know, you're a good example. He said, let's get right to the heart of it. Let's get to the truth of it. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And Peter said in verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." I want us to spend our time this morning finding out what that means. From the Scripture, I want us to find out who Jesus Christ is and what that means to say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." There will never be enough time on this earth to fully expound and describe and declare who the Lord Jesus Christ is. I stand up here and say, we're going to find out right now who Christ is. There will never be enough time in eternity to expound him to the fullest and see the fullness of who this man is. We're going to spend eternity trying. We're going to spend eternity looking into the things of Christ and learning the things of Christ, more of who He is. But we'll never exhaust the subject. So we for sure won't exhaust the subject in the short amount of time we have right now. We don't have the ability. We don't have the time. We don't have the ability. But I do have five things that I want to declare from the Scripture that will give us a small glimpse of who He is. And I pray after seeing this, we'll be able to say with Peter, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, what does that mean? Who is this man, Jesus Christ? Let's start right here. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to turn a little bit and see this in the Scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 3. First Timothy 3, verse 16, it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Who? God. God was manifest in the flesh. God was. We just started our Bible study a moment ago with, "In the beginning, God." God created the heaven and the earth. God said, "Let there be light." God said, "Let there be all of these things." God formed man from the dust of the ground. God did all of that. All right, well, who is God? God did all of that. God created all those things, okay? Who is God? Turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That Word is Christ. Verse 14 says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." That's Christ. All right, now look back up at verse 2. "The same was in the beginning with God." Verse 3 says, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Wait a minute now. Who is Genesis 1:1 talking about? Who created everything? God did. God did. The end of verse 1 says, "The Word was God." The Word was God. All things were made by Him. Who is Jesus Christ? Who are we talking about here? We're talking about God. God Almighty. To say that He is the Son of the living God is not to say that He's God's Son. Is He the Son of God? Yes. Is the Father of God? Yes. But to say He's the Son of God does not mean He's God's Son. It's to say He is the equal member of the Trinity. You have the Father of God, the Son of God, and the Spirit of God. Another way to say that is this: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And people like to mix those two ways. They like to say God the Father and the Son of God, the Father, it sounds like. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. The Father of God, the Son of God, the Spirit of God. God the Father is the Father of God. We talk about the Son of God. We'll think about the Father of God. These three are one God. These three are one God. And all of the fullness of this one God was manifested in the person of this man, Jesus of Nazareth. The only begotten of the Father is the only begotten image that there is of God the Father. You want to see the Father? He said, you look at me. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. He is the express image. God was manifest in the flesh. God came down. I love that old song that says, as poor wretched sinners, no God and no hope, it seemed there was no one to help. But God, in His mercy, salvation supplied, emptied heaven and came down Himself, and a ransom was found. God came down. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. The end of verse 13 says, His dear Son. Verse 16 says, For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Who is Jesus Christ? But He's not just a baby in a manger. He is God manifest in the flesh. God. He's not just a good man. Was He a good man? Oh, yes. There's none good but Him. None good but God. But He's not just a good man. He's the holy God. He's the righteous God. He's not just a 33-year-old martyr. He is the eternal one. No beginning of days, no end of days. God, that's who He is. God. Here's the second thing. Who is Jesus Christ? Turn back a page or two to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2 verse 5, it says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, the express image of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because He was, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Who is Jesus Christ? He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. What does that mean? That means He's the King. That's what it means. He is the sovereign ruler. Every knee bows to Him. Every knee. Everything is in His control according to His will and His way. He doesn't try to do anything He doesn't ask men if they will let him do anything. He does whatever he wants to do because he's king. He's king. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy 1 verse 17 says, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." That's who Jesus Christ is. That's who He is. He is the King eternal. Of His reign there shall be no end. Thy God reigneth. That'll be the declaration of Jesus Christ for all of eternity. All of heaven will forever acknowledge that to be so. He reigns. Turn with me to Hebrews 1. Hebrews chapter 1. This is speaking of God the Father. Hebrews 1 verse 8. "Unto the Son He saith," God the Father said to God the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom." Even the Father cries, "The throne belongs to You. Thy throne, O God." The Father said that. Men and women would be wise to stop seeing Christ as being less than the Father. We would all be wise to stop seeing Christ as being less than the Father. The Father doesn't see Him as being less than the Father. The Father has given all the authority and all the power of the throne of God to Jesus Christ the Son. All judgment has been given to the Son. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So who is Jesus Christ? He's Lord. He is God. He is King. He is Lord. Here's the third thing. I'll be quick. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 says, "For there is one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus." When Peter said, "Thou art the Christ," what he was saying was, you are the only mediator that there is between God and men. Who do you say I am? Peter said, you're the only mediator that there is between God and men. You are the only salvation that there is. There is no other way. You are the way. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Who's Jesus Christ? He's the Savior. He is the Savior. Call His name Jesus, for He shall save. He said, "I am come to seek and to save." From the cross, He cried, "It is finished." He said, "Father, I finished the work You gave me to do." And if we ever get a hold of that, we'll let go of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We'll let go of the law. We'll let go of the law. He did it. He did it. He is the accomplisher of our salvation. He is God. He is Lord. He's the Savior. The Savior. And thank God, I put the next one. Here's the next one. But I was going over it this morning. I had to say, thank God. Thank God. Look at this. 1 Timothy 1, right here on my same page. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. It says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Amen. Sinners. Who is Jesus Christ? This is who He is. Who is Jesus Christ? Who do you say I am? Here's who He is. He is the friend of sinners. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? He is the friend of sinners. He's the Savior of sinners because He's the friend of sinners. Oh, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. You're my friend. He is the friend of sinners. The great complaint of the Pharisees. Right here, our brother just read the verses before. The Pharisees, the Sadducees. The great complaint of the Pharisees concerning this man Jesus Christ was, this is what they said, this man receives sinners. You believe that? Can you believe that? This man is the friend of publicans and sinners. Look at him. Look who he lives with and dwells with. Thank God. Greater love had no man than this. He laid down his life for his friends. Thank God. That's one of the most glorious things we could ever know about him, really. This man receives sinners. I may not, but he does. Usually I don't, but he does. Who is Jesus Christ? Last one for the morning, okay? Turn with me to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 10, it says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Christ is all. He is all. He is all of our wisdom. He's all of our righteousness. He's all of our sanctification. He's all of our redemption. He's all of our glory. If any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. He's all of our hope. He's all that we need. He's all that we need. Christ is all. Whom say ye that Christ is? Christ is all. He's all. He's all of it. He's all. That's a small glimpse of what it is to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's to say, you're our God. Who do you say I am? You're our God. You're our Lord and King and Sovereign. You're our Savior. You're our friend. You're our all. You are our all. If we can say that and believe that about Him, then this is what He said back in our text. I'll close with this. If you'll go with me back to Matthew 16. If we can sincerely say that, then this is what He said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. He said, you're a blessed people. If you could say that. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. If you know that and you believe that and you really are clinging to that for your hope of salvation, really, your parents didn't do that. Your preacher didn't do that. That is a gift from God Almighty. That is a gift from the Heavenly Father. May God the Father reveal this to us. May He cause us to know who Jesus Christ really is. The blessing of eternal life is in knowing Him, that they might know Thee. May God truly, truly reveal Christ to us.